From Washington, this is VOA News. Russia denounces new U.S. sanctions. Syria's President Assad to run for a third term. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. A senior Russian diplomat expressed disgust at new U.S. sanctions against his country for its ongoing involvement in neighboring Ukraine and is promising a painful response. Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Rybakov says the latest U.S. measures are based on completely distorted ideas of what is happening in Ukraine and is vowing that Moscow's response would be felt painfully in Washington. The U.S. Treasury Department on Monday published a list of 7 individuals and 17 companies targeted for sanctions, which include a freeze on assets held in the United States and a ban on U.S. travel. The European Union is also targeting 15 individuals for travel bans and asset freezes, but will not publish those names until Tuesday. The mayor of Ukraine's second-largest city, Kharkiv, is in serious condition after being shot by a sniper. Hennady Kernish was bicycling on the outskirts of the eastern Ukrainian city when he was shot in the back by an unidentified gunman. Officials say he is in the hospital fighting for his life. More than 50 people were killed in a series of suicide bombings as members of Iraq's security forces began voting in the country's first election since the withdrawal of U.S. troops in late 2011. Attackers wearing police uniforms struck polling centers around Baghdad and north of the city, while roadside bombs targeted military and police convoys, leaving dozens injured. There's been no claim of responsibility for those attacks. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad officially presented his candidacy for re-election Monday, a move long expected. He is the 7th candidate to declare for what will be Syria's first multi-candidate presidential election on June 3rd. Edward Uranian reports.
Parliament Speaker Jihad al-Laham read out the announcement that President Assad is seeking re-election for a third term as president. None of the other candidates is expected to mount a serious challenge. The head of Syria's Electoral Commission, Hisham Shar, told a government newspaper Monday that Syrians who fled the country illegally via unofficial border posts would not be allowed to vote. Opposition figures outside Syria blasted Mr. Assad's decision to run, calling it a farce and a charade. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is expressing alarm over reports an Egyptian court issued death sentences to 683 supporters of the outlawed Muslim Brotherhood. Mr. Ban says verdicts that clearly appear not to meet basic fair trial standards are likely to undermine prospects for long-term stability. The United States says it, too, is deeply troubled by the verdict. The case is linked to deadly riots that erupted in Minya and elsewhere in Egypt after security forces violently disbanded protests held by Brotherhood supporters last August. President Obama signed a landmark defense agreement with the Philippines that will allow U.S. troops access to Philippine bases. VOA's Luis Ramirez is traveling with Mr. Obama.
8 months of negotiations with the Philippine government culminated with a signing Monday of a deal that will allow for the largest rotation of U.S. troops into the country since U.S. bases here closed more than 2 decades ago. The deal, known as the Enhanced Defense Cooperation Agreement, will enable U.S. forces to train and conduct exercises with the Philippine military. At a news conference with Philippine President Benigno Aquino, Mr. Obama said the agreement is not about returning U.S. troops permanently, nor is it about dominating this country that it once ruled. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Manila.
The Philippines is the final stop on his week-long Asia tour, which also took him to Japan, South Korea, and Malaysia. Secretary of State John Kerry says the United States is considering sanctions on people encouraging unrest in South Sudan, where political and sectarian violence has displaced more than 1 million people. In an interview with the Voice of America Monday, Secretary Kerry said he believes the fighting in South Sudan, which began as a dispute over oil, power, and ethnic rivalries, has now become personal. Fighting broke out in mid-December when President Salva Kiir accused his former deputy Riek Machar of attempting a coup. I'm Ray Kugel, VOA News. Details on these and other stories on our website on the internet at voanews.com.